Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. and you are listening to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And joining me in the studio is Jeff Johnston, campus director at UAS here in Sitka. He's here to catch us up on what's going on at the university. Good morning, Jeff.
Morning, Melissa. It's nice to, I woke up to your voice this morning and now I get to see you in person.
So. Well, thank you. It's good to see you too. Well, you folks spoke at the Sitka Chamber of Commerce yesterday. What was your main message?
Well, I think our main message is we're trying to invite people over to the campus to get a new look at what's gone on over the past few years as far as renovation and what we have to offer the community. If you think back, two decades now, when the community college system was absorbed by the university, one of the main goals was that we weren't supposed to lose our community college mission. And so we're focusing through this summer and into next year on reintroducing the community to the Sitka Community Campus. And we want to start this Friday with taking part in the art walk. And you'll know people can come on over to the campus 4 to 6 o'clock. Take a look at our new renovated art room. It's got state-of-the-art now and ventilation and rooms that are made for the glazes, and I think they'll be impressed by what they see. That old dirty hangar out in the middle that people had been over there years ago where the welding and everything took place is now clean and sparkly. The whole place has been repainted. Have a welding facility now with 16 booths. We've got a brand-new construction area, whole health science area. And upstairs, for those that have been over, and I know a lot of people have been over for Kitty LeBoundy's Natural History Series and have seen our new high-tech 200-seat lecture hall. So it's been really exciting. All the changes have gone on. The building's repainted, and we're open for business.
And you have a lot of many activities and people filling those spaces.
Right. And I think what I really wanted to try to introduce everyone to this morning also is our Sitka Start, we're calling it. And that's an opportunity to have people come over to campus and take a full college load of 12 to 15 credits. And right now there's a special. People who take the full 12 credits get a $500 voucher that can apply. And so that basically pays for one of those classes that they take. And what we're going to offer is a full curriculum where people can start out in the morning and take a psychology or a government class and move on into their math and English and art classes, a PE class, a variety of offerings. People can stay on campus and also take some of our distance courses, our Fish Tech program. We've got the instructor is going to be offering what we're calling a blended, but blended in a way where there's local students and online students taking the class at the same time. We really want to provide an opportunity for Sitka students to, if they want that face-to-face experience, to get that and get a good start, especially if they don't want to stay with us, but they want to transfer down south or transfer to UA or UAF. And we talked earlier about the example of the young lady who went south for school and wasn't successful and showed up back in town and said, gee, I've got nothing to show for it on my college transcript, but I've got $20,000 in debt. And so we'd like to help students from our Student Success Center get a counselor, get an advisor that's going to sit down with them, put a plan together that makes sense, and then give them the support they need to be successful with their college experience. And nothing's more disheartening to get in a class of 150 or 200 students and feel lost and not have the support you need. And that's what we can offer people with a Sitka Start.
Well, it seems to be the university's core mission here is to really be able to help shepherd people through the process and help support their success on a very personal, individualized level.
And we can start that now with the high school students who have finished a majority of their high school requirements that want to come over and earn college credit early. The possibility for an energetic junior to come over and actually have their certificate or an associate's degree before they even leave high school, which gives them a great financial boost as they go off and try to pay for this at the university level.
Well, and at any phase in your life, the university is open to helping you achieve your educational goals. You do a great job with non-traditional returning students, especially parents like myself.
Well, and, you know, we have a lot of programs, especially stands out as the Health Information Management Program and Health Information Technology with the move to electronic medical records. And with more and more people turning up in the healthcare system now with insurance, it's going to increase the workload and it's going to increase the call for medical professionals. And so our Health Information Management Program will fill that role. And then, as we mentioned earlier, we're in the process of getting a medical assistant program started, and it will be a program where you can do your online courses and then have a shorter period where you'd have to come in for clinicals to practice your blood draws and injections and things like that. So we're really looking forward to the future where the health programs are going to keep growing. We've got a lot of people, when you go to the clinic now and you see that CNA at the counter, that's probably a graduate from one of our programs, or you have a grandparent or something over at the Pioneer Home, and the CNAs over there were probably trained at UAS Sitka. So we've got a great staff with our nurses over on campus that provide some outstanding training.
How can people get more information about, say, the Sitka START program?
Well, the best way would be to come on over to campus and just talk to one of our advisors or someone at the front counter. But also, we've had a three-year initiative going on now to redevelop our website to provide a virtual campus. So most people that have some computer skills or background familiar with the web can jump online and find out about any information they need from our website. You'll look at the first page, it'll ask you, what kind of student are you? And if you're a military veteran, you click on that block and it takes you to the information you need. Whenever you're confused, it gives you an option to call for help.
You know, there just seems to be so much going on at the Sitka campus. I mean, so many great endeavors to help meet the changing needs of the potential student body in the area. You've seen a lot of changes happen at the campus over the years that you've been there. What are some of those changes that make you feel most proud?
Well, I think facilities-wise is probably the first one. When I got here about 8 years ago, and I drove over the bridge, and the sign at the front part of it had fallen off, if you remember the years there. And I thought, well, maybe this isn't the right spot. And we pulled in, and I was wondering if the building was really in operation. So I think I'm most proud of the fact that, you know, we've upgraded the outside and inside of our facility. We've added thousands of square feet on the inside. It's clean, the new painting, everything in there, I think, looks like we're open for business, a professional group doing a professional job. So from a bike shelter and flag outside, years ago, the Roger Estrada Memorial that we have with the flag out there was, I think, one of the most touching ceremonies we've had with the family there, and honoring someone who really was dedicated to lifelong learning and community service. And he had epitomized what I hope the campus is going to continue to do in the future.
So we have the Sitka START program, which is intended to help individuals who have graduated from high school take the next step to higher education by getting those GERs taken care of, right?
Right.
And they can do most of that on campus?
They should be able to do all of it on campus, and not a whole variety of courses, but they'll have a fairly good selection and be able to get that start.
And then folks can complete even entire programs through distance education through the university as well.
That's correct.
And you offer great support for distance education. I think that many people are pretty intimidated by the idea of attending a class through distance. However, I've found at least that UAS Sitka offers great personal support for that. Is that something else that you're working on over there?
It is. If people years past, in fact, your own Molly Kabler was over and had worked in our advising area, and we always bemoaned the fact that we needed to do a better job of integrating services. And so over the past 3 years, we've formed what we call the Student Success Center, and it pulls all of the student support into one location. We've got the advisors, we've got the testing, anything a student might need in the area of support. The math tutors, English tutors are all located now up on the second floor in a brand new renovated facility. So you walk in, and whether you need help with testing or math or you just want to find out about courses, they've got individuals there that are going to help you make the right choice and then support you.
Well, that's great. There's a new Fish Tech program, the health programs, and then, of course, the Art Walk at US, which is coming up tomorrow from 4 to 6 p.m. That's UAS Mardi Gras Open House. So you can tour the campus and get any information that you like.
Okay. We'll have all the staff there ready to answer questions and even enroll you in a class if you like.
Well, great. We are out of time. Was there anything else you'd like to add, Jeff?
No, just remember there's a free bus voucher ride on the Art Walk poster. So you hop on the bus and you can ride over for free if it's raining and you don't want to leave your car in town and come on over to campus.
Right. Don't let transportation woes hold you back. Well, great. Thank you so much, Jeff, for joining me this morning.
You're welcome.
My guest has been Jeff Johnston, Campus Director at UAS Sitka, catching us up on all that's going on at the university.